if you want to start something, sweetie, best believe I'm here to finish it. Or maybe you've heard, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
In my opinion, the best way to handle situations like this is to just be the bigger person. There are times to stand your ground and make your point, but more times than not, it really is a good idea to just be the bigger person and let the other person just be in their feelings.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
In a recent podcast episode, I actually talked about like being able to stand on business and leave mediocrity behind. I shared tips on how to walk in excellence and not be manipulated by toxic people or toxic situations. Today, I want to take a look at what does it look like to just be the bigger person. I actually recently found myself in a situation where not only did I have to stand on business, but in my opinion, I had to be the bigger person. Now, if you've been around for a while, you know that I talk a lot about managing the volume of your personality, and I have done a lot of work to learn how to do that. And sometimes people may not believe that that's what's going on, but a lot of times I am really managing myself, how I show up, trying to read the room in the right way. And I had to practice that, you know, with this particular situation. I really, really did. Because there are times when I am tested. My ability to manage how I show up, how I react, how I, you know, talk to people, it is tested. Because there are people who are not able to do that for themselves. And so you or me in this instance have to do it for both of you. And that could be difficult. It is very testing. The situation that I found myself in definitely is a representation of what I just talked about. But let's just suffice it to say that the behavior that was being demonstrated during this conversation was less than mature. And my reaction to the behavior was an exercise in patience and grace. Now, the fact that I'm telling you this is not me tooting my own horn or trying to make you think that I'm some, you know, amazing person because I'm the bigger person. That's not the point of this at all. Really, it's an exercise. It's actually me recognizing growth in myself. And I wanted to come on and talk about it on the podcast because sometimes we don't recognize our own growth. Other people see it in us and they don't always like pat you on the back. There's not going to be a parade for you because you've done something, you know, people see growth in you. So it's really important for you to recognize the growth in yourself. And so I just wanted to kind of, you know, encourage you to, you know, give yourself a pat on the back when you feel it's necessary, when you feel that there is growth, it's okay. You know, you don't, you know, it's not you, you know, tooting your own horn or anything like that. It really is a recognition. And the truth is that this is my third time recording this podcast because the first two times were really just venting sessions. And I thought it's probably not the direction that I should go with this. So I kind of took those off and thought that this is probably the better choice. And then I thought instead of venting, instead what I would do is take this situation and other situations that I've had where I felt like I had to sort of step up to the plate, be the leader that I consider myself to be the bigger person, diffuse situations. Sometimes situations weren't even mine to diffuse. I wasn't in the middle of anything. I was just sort of helping to mediate other people's situations that probably weren't the best, and you know that there was some conflict there. So I've decided to frame this podcast into like those types of lessons that I've learned in those situations, not just like I said from this particular situation that I found myself in, but you know, from other times. So once you've listened to the whole episode, if you like find anything interesting about it, or if you have any stories to tell about your own situations where you felt like you had to be the bigger person, share it in the comments. Let's talk about it, because again, like, we get ourselves into these situations. Maybe we don't respond the way we should. Maybe someone else had to be the bigger person for us. And that is great insight as well. So let's dive into some of these lessons and some of these thoughts that I have. And the first one is, I have them written over here, so I'm going to look over here so I don't have to remember. Okay, being the bigger person means offering creative solutions versus complaining. Now, when someone is doing something that they shouldn't be doing, or there is room for growth in the life of the person that you feel you need to be the bigger person for, yeah, you could complain about it. You can talk about this person from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night. I have done that. So if you're listening and you're my vent partner, i.e. my husband or Shelby, yes, sometimes I talk about things ad nauseum because it's my way of processing. But I've chosen two people that really do bear the brunt of that type of conversation, that level of complaining. But for the most part, I really do think it is more important to have a solution, have like create solutions or try to think of ways to help, or to instead of being a part of the problem, to be a part of a solution. Because you could continue to focus on the negative or the problem or the challenge, or you could just choose to find a common ground to, like, once you've had your vent session, like I did with this podcast, and then I finally came up with this one. But once you've done that, find a constructive way to attack the challenge with a solution. Either that, or just agree to disagree and leave it alone, or just drop the whole thing altogether. Like, you don't have to agree to disagree. You can still disagree, not like the person, not want to be bothered. But instead of continuing to complain and like talk about it and nag about it with other people, just drop it and just let it go. So that was the first lesson. And now the second lesson is, being the bigger person could mean offering a hand up instead of holding other people down. So yeah, the person could be the biggest pain in your butt and you don't want to help or serve or do anything. They have found themselves in a situation that they deserve to be in. This could be your mindset. And you could let them just flail and fall, or you could, you know, push them down. If you, you know, you may even be justified in doing so. I can't think of a reason why you would feel justified in like hurting someone, but you might feel justified. I don't know, girl. But you could put your differences aside in these instances and be the bigger and look at the bigger picture here. And even when you disagree, you can still help with the talents and skills that you have, because doing so is going to help everyone achieve an overall goal. So yeah, you could hold somebody back, but in holding somebody back or ignoring them or not helping them, you could also be shooting yourself in the foot. So this is an opportunity for you to be the bigger person as well. All right, so the next one is, being the bigger person means being willing to serve. And I talk about this a lot when it comes to business, because I talk about serving versus selling. But also, when you're in your feelings sometimes, you can't see past the person, the argument, the bad behavior. You can't see past that and think about serving, because you're like, I don't want to talk to the person. I don't want to see this person. I don't want to help this person in any way. So the idea here of being the bigger person is just, you know, just serving versus like sabotaging the person or sulking because you don't like what they had to say. I mean, this is a part of maturity, you know, like we don't act like children. We show up as adults. And as an adult, we need to be the bigger person and be able to look past the issue, the argument, the disagreement, and serve where you need to serve. Because honestly,
I want to be able to sleep at night, right? So I can have a disagreement with you. I don't hold grudges. I try very hard not to hold grudges. People don't feel the same way, you know, because I'm the type of person, listen, I have told my friends, I don't consider everyone a friend, first of all. I have associates, but my true friends, they know. I would rather you tell me something that I don't want to hear and me be upset, but just know that I'm going to come back, because I know if you're telling me something out of love, if you are trying to help me with some personal growth areas that I need, and believe me, there have been people out there who have pulled me aside. My best friend Shelby does not pull punches, okay, honey? She will get me told quick, fast, and in a hurry when I'm wrong. But she knows that I love her, and I know that she loves me, and I know that she is telling me these things from a loving place. And it's for me to grow in various areas. And there are people that I consider to be friends. There are people who are loved ones and family, you know, so they're not friends, right? They're just family. And you just would hope that in you being honest and trying to be the bigger person, trying to help them with a problem or help them grow in an area where growth is necessary, that they would be able to receive that, right? And so I don't want to do anything that is going to interfere with their ability to grow. And I don't want to do anything that is going to, you know, I don't want to sulk and be all whiny about it because they aren't listening to me or whatever. And so I want to be able to sleep at night, because you can only control you. I can give you information. I can control that. I can control that I have the ability to help you in this area. I can share with you with the knowledge that I have. But ultimately, if you don't want to listen, if you don't care, you can only control you. So if you don't want to change, if you don't want to grow, instead of me sulking about it or trying to sabotage the things that you are doing or make you, you know, come across a certain kind of way, I'm going to let you have it. And that's being the bigger person. Lastly, being the person means fixing what you see in the mirror and not being upset with other people or blaming other people for the reflection you see. Okay? Our pastor talks about sometimes when you get in relationships, you are in relationship, you're having friction because there is something in that person that you see about yourself that you don't like. So what I'm saying here is you have to be able to look in the mirror. And sometimes, you know, being the bigger person means you're not approaching things, and it's time you're not approaching things maybe in the right way. It's not that what you say is not needed or necessary, but maybe you need to look in the mirror and make sure that you're going to approach the situation in a way that it can be absorbed. I'm telling you, in the situation that I just had, I was very prayerful before I spoke to the person. I asked for guidance. I said, Lord, please, you know, the Holy Spirit, fill my heart. I said, Lord, guide my tongue. I said all the things, because the way I was going to approach it, sis, like I said at the beginning, you might start some mess, but I'm going to finish it. That was my mindset, right? Before I did this looking in the mirror, you know, type of thing. And so I kind of did that little bit of soul searching, and I talk about this in my program. This is the whole point of Project CEO, is to become self-aware and to do that personal growth that's necessary, because you really do have to understand your communication style, how you show up to the party, why things trigger you. You have to have a good hold, a good handle on those types of things, because when you run up on somebody that is really triggering you or is pushing a button, and you know how your reactions are to buttons, you got to talk to yourself. You got to talk yourself down. You got to look in the mirror. You got to understand, because the reflection that they give back to you when you finally have the conversation, you need to be able to sleep at night. You need to be able to handle that, right? So here it's really important to have self-awareness, to do that, to do your due diligence for personal development. And then have a willingness to learn and ask for help when you need help, and to understand your limits, child. But not just your limits, but your boundaries and your expectations. Because when you go into these things, sometimes being the bigger person is knowing that, you know, your expectations may not be met, knowing that you might have to stop because you've reached a limit with the person and you won't be able to continue calmly or walk away as the bigger person. So again, being the bigger person is about fixing what you know
you need to be your best and looking in the mirror and making sure that you've done that self-awareness and that personal development piece. And you're willing to learn and understand. So listen, I want you to leave a review of this podcast. I think if you have learned anything, anything at all, or if something about this information or these little tips or lessons that I've shared resonates with you, maybe you think of a time when maybe you could have been a better version of yourself. Maybe there was a person that was a bigger person in your conversation or in your situation. What did you learn from that? Help us from the other perspective. If you feel like you've been the bigger person, you know, tell us sort of from the perspective of the person that needed the bigger person. Tell us what that felt like. Or if you have been the bigger person, give us your tips and techniques on how you were able to show up that way in that set of circumstances. I would love to hear from you guys about that, because honestly, I am so grateful for my own personal growth. Again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. What I'm trying to do is get you to see that personal growth and like being self-aware is really important, because when it comes to being a bigger person, it's difficult to do if you don't know who you are. It's difficult to walk away. It's difficult to approach it, like do your work beforehand to get your mind right, to make sure that you're standing on business. It can be difficult without self-awareness and having a heart, an open heart, an open mind for growth and to learn and to hear sort of your own challenges from other people. It can be really hard. So if, again, anything that I've said to you resonates, please, 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 please leave some information. Talk about it below in the comments. And again, I'm not telling you this because I think that there's this huge badge of honor because you can say that you're the bigger person, you walked away. Because some people use that like to brag on the fact that they think that they're better than the other person. That is not this. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is recognizing your own limitations, recognizing where you are best and how you can show up so that what it is that has to be said and how you say it is or can be received or it's effective. Because ultimately, you knowing yourself and being able to be the bigger person in the ways that I've described here today, you can't control how the person reacts. You can't control whether or not they are mature enough to handle what you say or how you behave. Because quite honestly, in the situation that I just dealt with, there was a narrative that was trying to be pushed that was just untrue. It was just, I mean, I had like with my own eyes seen and heard, and there was, I mean, the narrative was just not true. And, you know, regardless of how well I think I behaved in the situation, ultimately that person had to receive it. They had to, you know, feel like what I was saying and what I was doing was valid. And ultimately, if they didn't or if they don't, it's on them. But I can sleep at night. You know, I feel like that I exercised the maturity and the grace. I exercised the calm and I approached the situation from a factual standpoint. Like, so I feel like I worked really hard before the conversation. I mean, I did some venting, not gonna lie, to my vents, my people that I vent to, but I got some solid advice. I prayed, I read scripture. I did the things that I needed to do to prepare me for the conversation. So again, it's important to do those things and have that level of self-awareness to do that preparation so that you can, if necessary, walk away, be the bigger person, you know, agree to disagree, you know, find common ground, those types of things. But I think the book starts and stops with you if the goal is to ultimately have to be the bigger person. So I'll leave the link down in the show notes for that podcast that I'm talking about, where I'm talking about standing on business and how you do that. I think that goes hand in hand with walking away or being the bigger person, because when you can stand on business, I mean, it's hard for somebody to argue with that. And I explained to you in that podcast exactly what it means to stand on business. So again, I'll link that down below. But anyway, that does it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, because you know, here it's all about constantly evolving and being open to failing forward, because when you fail forward, you get that much closer to the success that you're looking for. So thanks for listening. Again, if you're listening to this in audio, know that the video version of this episode is going to show up on my YouTube channel on Tuesday next week. So if you miss the audio, or if you'd like to see me on camera as I do this podcast, or if you want to share it with someone, do so either using the podcast link. You can find the CEO Mindset Podcast on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then I do self-host, so you can head over to my website. All of that is available to you. But until next time, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Bye, guys.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.